Good morning again, and welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're going to be taking a look and praying about loving with truth. And it's kind of a follow-up to the message I shared yesterday on loving the outcast, sharing truth. And we looked at the ways to share meaningful and useful truth by sharing time, respect, understanding, teaching, and humility. And we're going to be looking at some different verses today and throughout the week on different ways that we share truth, different ways that we love with truth. And today we're going to talk specifically about speaking truth. And Psalm 15, verses 1 and 2 says, Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks truth from his heart. God's desire is that we would interact with him, we would interact with one another in words of truth. And he says that the one that may dwell on his holy hill, the one that may live in relationship with him, is one who speaks truth from the heart. Now, as I think about that, I think there's a couple things that come to mind. One is our words need to be truthful. We need to pay attention to the content of what we say. But I also think it's deeper than that our heart needs to be truthful. It's nearly impossible to consistently speak truthful words from the heart if the heart is not trained to be truthful. Now, the Bible says that the heart of man, the heart of mankind is deceitful. That there's something in us that sin has produced that makes truth difficult to come by. But God's desire is that we interact with one another, we interact with him by speaking truth from the heart. Now, what that looks like in practical life ought to be gentle. It ought to be kind. It ought to take into consideration the need of the moment, the need of the individuals that are listening, that are hearing what we speak. There are many things that we could speak that would be truthful, that would contain facts, but would not be necessarily helpful in any given situation. There are times where it's best that we remain silent. You see, speaking truth doesn't mean that we have to speak all the time. It's really talking about when we do speak, make sure it's truthful. Make sure it's truth that overflows from a heart that is filled with the truth of God's word. When we consider, and I think sometimes social media has made it so much easier for us to speak truth or untruth in ways that are harmful, in ways that hurt people, in ways that degrade them, in ways that bring division rather than unity. And sometimes it's necessary, and more than sometimes, many times, and perhaps all the time, it's necessary to pause and ask a couple questions. One is what I'm sharing on social media, is what I'm sharing personally, face-to-face, is it truthful? If not, that ought to end the conversation. That ought to end the posting, the sharing. That ought to end whatever it is before it even starts. But to ask if it's truthful. But we also, I think, need to be very careful and deliberate in asking if it's helpful. Because that answer also, if it's not, ought to bring an end to what comes to mind that we want to share, that we want to say. Because even if it's truthful, but it's not helpful, is there really a point in bringing it up? Is there a point in stating it? Because generally, if something's not helpful, it's harmful. There are not a lot of things that are really that neutral. It's either for the better or for the worse. And when we learn to speak truth, we learn to speak truth in love. The Bible tells us that we ought to speak truth in love. We ought to speak truth to one another in a way that builds up the body, that brings the body to a unity under the headship of Jesus. And so if the truth that we're sharing is actually factual truth, but harmful, not unifying, not helpful, then we ought to put a pause and a stop to what we're inclined to say. Now, there are times that the truth hurts, but the hurt is a helpful hurt, and we need to be in tune with God's Spirit, with His Word, to know. God says that He disciplines those He loves, and as His children, if we experience the pain of discipline, it's the pain of a loving Father. That if we never experience the pain of discipline, we ought to be a bit concerned about whether we're really a child. And truth is kind of in that similar vein, is that it's why I use the helpful criteria more than the harmful. Because especially in these days, we become offended pretty easily. We claim hurt and harm over things that are really helpful if we would apply them, if we would put them into practice, if we would accept them as the truth that they are. And so it's important that we not avoid difficult truth just because it's difficult, just because it brings a momentary pain, but we always must keep in mind, is this truth, whether it's difficult or not, really going to be helpful? Is the person ready to hear? It may be a painful truth to hear, but they're simply not ready for it. And so speaking it at that time may do more harm than good. It may be a truth that needs to be said, but it may need to be delayed. You see, speaking truth says, I want God's will to be done. I want people to see Him. I want people to know Him. I want to speak according to what benefits others. You see, we can speak truth with confidence when the truth that we speak is based on God's Word. When we become students of His Word, when we realize that He is truth. Jesus says that He is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through Him. Part of His identity is truth. And so when we speak truth that benefits others, that builds them up according to their need, we speak Jesus. And we speak Jesus in love. As we spend time praying today, I would ask that we carefully examine the truth that we speak. And carefully examine the motivation behind the words we say. Are they truthful? And are they meant for the good of others? And it's pretty easy for us to justify, well, of course I mean it for their good. Would God say it's for their good? Or are we just trying to get a dig in, to get even, to make a point that maybe not doesn't even need made? So we pray, we ask God to help us examine our motives. Help us to examine our heart. If we speak truth from the heart, then our heart must be filled with truth. Is that what's there? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us what we need to speak truth in a way that prepares us to dwell on your holy hill, to dwell with you forever. And Father, today as we consider what it looks like to love with truth, may that love lead us to speaking truth at all times. Not necessarily speaking all of the truth that we know all at once, but to use wisdom and discernment, to be guided by your Spirit, to know when it's right to speak a truth that is helpful, that's beneficial according to the needs of others. When it's right to be silent. Father, may we consider what truth looks like from your perspective. That our heart would be filled with your word, that the truth of your word would dwell richly within us. That as we live life, that we would be mindful of the impact that the truth that we speak has on people. May we have a greater understanding of the need of the moment, of how that truth will land, and whether it plants a seed of growth or whether it plants a seed of destruction. Father, may we be careful with our words, with our tongue, with the way we speak to others. May truth be gentle and full of respect. May we present Jesus in such a way that his truth is desirable by all that hear us. Father, as we live life and as we have difficult conversations with people, may love and truth reign supreme in our words. And Father, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.